Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC Radio Station, rebroadcast from KVRF Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today's stardate, 60.10047. So 10,047 days ago, Pluto had its New Year's Day. All right, so at 60.10047, that's the star date today. We don't always have Glacier Notes. We usually segue right into Glacier View Community Council Notebook. But today we're going to have the short little bit on Glacier Notes. We made the front page of ADN, Alaska Dispatch News, front page article on the glacier access costs in the winter. And so, here's the deal. You may have heard a little something about it, and I'm not going to go into it. I'm not an expert in the subject, but I have looked into it, and actually was even interviewed for that article, and went down to the glacier, and took the tour down at the Glacier Park with Bill Stevenson. So, I could tell you a little bit about it, but please, this is just casual observations. For the rest of the story, come visit Bill Stevenson and come to Glacier View. So, we have a glacier, the mighty Matanuska, and an enterprising fellow has land in front of the glacier, and that's Glacier View, Glacier Park. So, to get to the glacier, you go through Glacier Park, which is private land in front of state land, the glacier. There's also actually, after the Glacier Park, there's a little bit of Siri land, 1,000 feet. Anyway, so you go into Glacier Park, you go to the visitor center, you pay your fee. Well, normally in the summer, in fact, normally year-round, it's been $30 a person. Now, they're doing road maintenance, they're marking the trail, they have safety outlined for you. And it's a great experience. They have little campsites. It's great. So you can take the gang across for $30 a head. Used to be that way year round. Now there's so many more people coming in the winter time that it's dangerous. I don't wake up in the morning going, do I have to worry about people dying today on my watch? I don't have to worry about that. Having glacier access, they have raised the cost to $100 a person to go on a guided tour. Now, I took the tour. It's spectacular. You'll never see a glacier this way. This is really cool. Billy has snowmobiles with sleds behind it, and the sleds have bench seats with backs, just like an amusement ride, only colder. Anyway... dress really warm. So you go out there and he takes you to some really awesome spots, a big cave, some narrow twisty alleys, some ice that's been pushed up and fragmented. You feel like you're a little bit of the Superman movie at the Fortress of Solitude. It's very neat. It's also very safe and you're cautioned to walk right on the trail. Now, what's the big deal? Glaciers move. They're rivers of ice. There's big crevasses, and the crevasses can be very, very deep. And in the wintertime, snow will blow over. A big area, a crevasse can open up underneath there. You can drop into a crevasse and be gone, or beat up, or hurt. I remember I was talking to, on an earlier interview, with Eugene, and he said, this was a long time ago, he said one summer, he took some friends from out of town down to this really cool cave, this glacier cave, and they looked around. He said the ice was gorgeous, and that's what I experienced about a week ago. So, and they oohed and aahed, and he ran Long Rifle. Everybody knows Long Rifle restaurant. And a couple days later, some other friends came, so he went down to the same cave, and it was gone. It was gone. The ice was... Now, this is summertime when the ice is really moving. But when the ice is moving, man, it can go. Zip, and there you are, wedged in between ice for all eternity. Okay, not really. It's about 70 years from top to bottom. But that's too long to be a pancake. So, it's safe. You go on the tour, you're safe. And it's new. This is a new cost. If you go in rigged up as ice climbers, then you can go on for the $30, but you have to show your authenticity that you're going to be safe on the ice. But there's no porta potties out there, out across the glacier. People are going to the bathroom. So part of the glacier access is to keep things pristine. Nobody wants to see a yellow glacier. So there's no easy questions, no easy answers. There appears to be some amount of controversy. So stay tuned and we'll see what happens in Glacier View with the Mighty Matanuska. On to the Glacier View Community Council notebook short notes this week. Glacier View Community Council will be meeting March 30th, 7 p.m. at the Glacier View School. All are welcome. Okay, again, March 30th, 7 p.m., Glacier View School, all are welcome. We will be discussing the health fair success. We had a fabulous health fair 2 weekends ago, and we're going to talk about the numbers, who came, how many vendors came, and also how many grants we handed out for the cost of the blood tests. The wrestling team had a breakfast. We'll probably learn about that from Wyatt as he gives his school report. And the wrestling team not only had the breakfast, but a bake sale. So both fundraisers, find out how well they did there. We are also planning in April to have a local ski weekend of fun at Barry's Cocoa House. Now, Barry's land is Barry's land. He has the Cocoa House that he's revitalized and rebuilt, and we've renamed the Cocoa House, but he has a trail, a couple, two, three little trails right there on his land from easy to harder. And then if we go across over Arnie's land to 100 Mile Lake, there's smooth scaling, skating, cross-country skiing, and we've already groomed that trail, and several guys have been out on snowmobiles and some pulling the trail groomer. So we're going to have games, contests, and fun. We'll be planning that a little bit March 30th. And I've already sent a note to one of the teachers at Glacier View School, the ski coach, for winter fun, about having a carnival and games and contests, cross-country skiing for all ages. This is a Glacier View community event, and it is Barry's land and Arnie's land, and of course the lake is open to the public if you access from Barry and Arnie's land, which we now have a carefully GPS-marked trail so that we're able to stay on those properties. So, look forward for news coming on that. Other news is Glacier View Gardens. We couldn't decide whether people were gardening or it was about the gardens of Glacier View, so the group is called Glacier View Gardens. Well, it's kind of a perennial now. We have a meeting coming up March 17th and 18th if enough people sign up, and it's going to contain several things. One is Lorraine Cordova's information on grants available for testing and demonstration of fruit trees being grown in Alaska. Proposals are due 4:30 p.m. Tuesday, March 20th. So also, Fred and Randy still have extra free vegetable and annual flower seeds with a 2013 expiration date, but we've all been using these seeds year after year. Just get a hold of Fred and Randy if you want some free seeds. That's a note from Randy Hirschman. Also, So let us know if you're interested in attending a beekeeping workshop March 17th and 18th. Let Christy Lucia know, or Randy Hirschman, March 17th and 18th. Now, we've had several bee events here, and it's all good. And Glacier View may be the sweetest spot in Alaska pretty soon, not to mention a really cool place for the glacier. So get a hold of Lorraine Cordova or Christy Lucia about beekeeping or apple tree demonstration grants, which has got to be fun. Speaking of fun, they did have a little quote to their newsletter. The seed is hope, the flower is joy. And the author is anonymous. Up next, we have a Humdinger oven interview. Yes, the Humdinger pizza place, which I ran into the fellow that built it and runs it. And here's that interview now. I'm here at Humdinger's, and a quick little interview. And what is your name, sir?
Gordon Fletcher.
Gordon, how long have you lived in Alaska?
All my life.
All your life. And Gordon, why'd you start Humdinger's?
It's a long story.
Okay.
We were youth pastors for 10 years. And so we were always feeding kids. And they would always say, Pastor Gordon, your pizza's awesome. You should open a restaurant. So that kind of always stuck with me. And I've always had a passion for food and cooking food. We did banquets and stuff for churches and Valentine's banquets. And we did camps and retreats and put our own retreats on and cooked for our kids to bring the cost down for their camps. You know, most of the food is labor or most of the costs for camps are food and labor. So we just did our own food out at camps, and they loved our food. So we wanted to open a restaurant, and that kind of always stuck with us. So.
And now I look at the furniture here. It's unique. How much of this interior did you do?
All of it. Yeah. I spent about a month making the chairs and about a month making the tables too. So yeah, I spent from April to August of 2012 in this building, refurbishing it, building the furniture and doing the electrical and plumbing and all of that. So.
And you have a really awesome pizza oven. Where's it from?
Craigslist. Yeah. So I was putting together equipment and getting equipment list, and I wanted something unique. I was looking at conveyor belt ovens at first, and it just didn't really have that Palmer feel to it. And conveyor belt ovens, kind of your commercial fast food ovens, and I steered away from those, and I steered away from some deck ovens that I found, and I was looking for a good deal and found it on Craigslist, and it was a pretty amazing buy, actually.
And what do you call this kind of oven?
It's just a wood-fired oven. It's called it's Woodstone. It's made out of in Washington State. So.
And so you burn real wood?
Birch. Yep. Yep. No gas. All 100% wood-fired.
So, you have to light the fire and get it up to heat. How early do you have to come in to do that?
Well, we come in. We can have it up to temp in about 5 minutes because we put a damper in overnight. So we let the wood sit there and smolder overnight with a damper in there, and then we pull the damper out in the morning and then push the dried wood on the coals that we left in there. And within about 5 minutes, we're over temperature. So.
And if we weren't going to kind of name the kind of pizza you make, what kind of pizza do you make?
Well, it's more of a flat bread gourmet style pizza, thin crust.
Lots of different kinds of flavors.
Gourmet pizza, yeah. We have 22 pizzas on the menu, but we have a weekly special now. That if you watch on Facebook, you'll see our weekly special every week, Facebook, Instagram. So, yeah.
How long has Humdinger's here been open?
We got our LLC in December of 2011. We opened August of 2012, so we're going on 5 years. Yeah.
And I was one of your first customers. I am one of your biggest fans,
yeah,
and
right.
It is fabulous gourmet pizza, and I get it made just the way I like it. You guys know how I like it,
yep.
So it's really awesome. Any last thoughts or comments in terms of you used You used to be a youth pastor. How's that work with your relationship with youth now?
Well, my experience as a youth pastor, I try to be a resource to others that are in youth ministry, our church. I am on the board at the YAC here in Palmer, so it's been a privilege serving there and helping get that nonprofit off the ground. So that's all awesome addition to our community for sure. So I'm still using that, and I parent three teenagers, so that comes in handy too.
Well, next time maybe we'll go find the YAC and talk to Jeff. Thanks so much. Bye bye.
See you later.
Okay, that was Gordon with Humdinger's Pizza right here in Palmer. Now for my favorite time of the program, station break. The Glacier View program is brought to you on KGVC radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit radiofreepalmer.org and become a member today. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And by the way, with all those FM station numbers, 89.5 in Sutton, 89.7 in Palmer, and 91.5 in the Glacier View area, you can pick up Radio Free Palmer from the Butte and Wasilla all the way through Palmer, Sutton, Chicoloon, all the way to Lion's Head, and even just a little beyond Lion's Head. So Radio Free Palmer is your friend in car and truck. You can also stream it through their website and through an app if you want to do that. And if you're really feeling cool, remember the pick, click, give until March 31st. Sign up and you're automatically eligible for the contest to win double dividend. And while you're signing up, and even if you've already signed up, you can go back and donate part of your dividend to Radio Free Palmer. So just type in Radio Free Palmer and donate. And if we have enough people donating to Radio Free Palmer, we can even win a little extra jingle from Pick, Click, and Give. So check it out, radiofreepalmer.org, and become a member. Pick, click, give, and become a donor. All right. Enough of that, let's move on to quote or word of the day. And whoa, have we got something today? We've got this week on Wednesday was International Women's Day. So we have some quotes on that. So here are powerful quotes for International Women's Day. Inspirational quotes about fighting prejudice from Mary Combe, Miriam Makeba, Angelique Kidjo, and Ida B. Wells. All right, let's start. Mary Combe. Mary Combe is from India, the first female boxer to win a medal in 6 boxing championships. To get there, she overcame many obstacles and is inspiring others to take up the sport. Boxing is much like life. It's a continuous fight, she says. There will be obstacles, but you have to overcome them. A mother of 3, Combe said, motherhood only adds to your strength and inner peace. A mother of 3 can conquer the world. And her quote is, now there were a lot of quotes in that interview, but the quote is, don't let anyone tell you you're weak because you're a woman. That is Mary Combe, world boxing champion. Next quote is from Miriam Makeba, the first Black African woman to receive a Grammy Award, was also a vocal civil rights activist. The apartheid state in South Africa had revoked Miriam Makeba's citizenship and banned her music. She was allowed to return to South Africa after Nelson Mandela became president. In her biography, she said, I kept my culture. I kept the music of my roots. Through my music, I became this voice, an image of Africa and the people without even realizing it. What? And this is not even, and here's her quote. Girls are the future mothers of our society, and it is important that we focus on their well-being. All right, that was Miriam Makeba, first Black African woman to receive a Grammy Award. And of course, that just happened recently. Next up, Angelique Kidjo from Benin in Africa. Singer and activist Angelique Kidjo spoke out against harmful traditions, such as those that prevent girls from going to school. In an interview with Al Jazeera, she explained how her father, quote, stood against tradition that could have harmed us in any way, physically or our brain, because he always said the tradition that our ancestors set has to move according to the time that we live in. And her quote, tradition has to move according to the time that we live in. All right, that's Angelique Kidjo, the Beninese Grammy Award winner. And next is Bessie Coleman. In 1921, 21-year-old Bessie Coleman became the first African female licensed pilot. That's in 1921. She was 21 years old. First African-American female licensed pilot. Coleman was rejected from American aviation schools because of the color of her skin and her gender, but that did not stop her from attending an international aviation school in France and ultimately obtaining her license. Quote, I knew we had no aviators, neither men nor women, and I knew the race needed to be represented along this most important line, so I thought it my duty to risk my life, to learn aviation, and to encourage flying among men and women of our race who are so far behind the white race in this modern study, Coleman said famously. And her quote, the air is the only place free from prejudices. Again, first African American female to become a pilot, Bessie Coleman. And our last story for International Women's Day, Ida B. Wells. Ida B. Bell Wells Barnett. Okay, so her whole name, Ida B. Wells, is Ida Bells Wells Barnett, was an African-American journalist, women's rights activist, and internationally renowned anti-lynching crusader. It even pains me to say anti-lynching crusader. How could we have lynching? Anyway, her life was threatened when she cast doubts on claims about an epidemic of Black men raping white women, while also exposing the reality of sexual violence perpetrated against Black women by white men. And her quote is, the people must know before they can act, and there is no educator to compare with the press. That's Ida B. Wells, world-renowned African-American journalist. So that is the International Women's Day African Events News. Okay, let's move on to a little bit of music for today's program. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that since we had International Women's Day, that we should have a woman vocalist for our music today. And who better to lead the way with a female vocalist, Aretha Franklin. Respect.
Thank you.
Aretha Franklin with R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect. Okay, up next is from Putumayo Presents Women of Latin America. We're running short on time, but this is a song from Mexico. Boy, I can't begin to pronounce the name of this song, but we're going to give it a little bit of a preview here. Thank you for listening today. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit The Glacier Review on Facebook to add to your comments. Add photos and see what others are saying. I will be posting photos of guest gadgets and more. Until my next program, good wishes to you and yours. My name is Joseph Davis.